Very warm welcome to you all tonight to St. John's for this wonderful choral evening song. I can say that as I have been practicing earlier. We're in for a feast tonight, indeed. I'm very, very grateful to Willamette College for joining us tonight and sharing in this choral evening song with us. You're very welcome, and it's good that you're here. It was the mission of David Boyd to have us tonight, so thank you, David, for putting things together and organizing it. And also to Tim and to Alison for their hard work that they put in and the instrumental and a lot of it. To all of you who have done to make tonight possible, we give thanks and we give praise. God is truly here. And his spirit is on us.
Thank you. is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble or cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly to do so when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice, unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which you ought to have done, and we have done those things which you ought not to have done, and there is no path in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are repentant, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy glory. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers, to declare and pronounce to his people being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfrightenedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Here endeth the first lesson. lesson is written in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, beginning at the 32nd verse. And what shall I more say? For the time of prayer meetings of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, brought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, that's valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others a trial of cruel mockings and scourges, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made happy. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here endeth the second lesson.
stand together and declare our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
want communion and fellowship in the mystical body of thy Son Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow thy blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which thou hast prepared for them that have faithfully loved thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we being defended from the fear of our enemies may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ.
Set apart from God to be used for God's purposes. So an animal to be sacrificed to the Lord is holy because it is designed for this special function. In Exodus 19, God set apart the Israelites as his own treasured possession. They would be a holy nation to which God would make himself known to the world. In the New Testament, believers in Jesus Christ are referred to as saints or holy people because they have inherited Israel's divinely conferred status as people set apart by God for him and for his saving purposes. Let me tell you tonight, if you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are a saint. You are a holy person. This does not necessarily say anything about your worthiness to receive this title or your lifestyle. However, I would recommend that you go around putting saint in front of your name. Rather, you are a saint because God has chosen you to belong to him and his people. He has set you apart so that you might participate in the redeeming work of his world. And remember here, you're not a solo saint. There is no such thing. Rather, as a saint, you have been joined to the family of all saints, including those who live around the world and those who have gone before us. Therefore, on All Saints' Day, it is a perfect time to remember that God has made you special for him and his purposes, and that he has joined you into the eternal worldwide fellowship of his saints. Moreover, it's a good day to take seriously the fact that God wants to make himself known in this world through you as a member of the family of saints. So a question for further reflection. When you hear the word saint or holy person, what do you imagine? Do you believe that God has set you apart for himself and for his mission in the world? Who are some of the saints who you have encountered in your faith, in your journey? We all have. Why not thank God for them tonight as we celebrate this feast of All Saints? We are all saints made in the image of Almighty God. May we pray. Holy and life-giving God, it is amazing to think that you have set us apart for you and for your mission. Thank you for choosing me to enter into a relationship with you and to serve you throughout. May I do so as part of your family of saints this night and always. Amen.
God's holy name we pray.
Jesus Christ, Lord of life. You delight your people with a vision of your celestial city. Inspire your church by the lives of your saints. Make us holy as you are holy. Lord, in my mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of life, you raise our expectations and challenge us to match them. Inspire our leaders to reach beyond the limits of convention and the status quo. Make us joyful as you are joyful. Lord, in my mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of life, you spread before us a banquet of your love. Inspire us to share in the fruits of your bounty. Make us gracious as you are gracious. Lord, in my mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of life, you bring an end to pain and suffering. Inspire us to work for the relief of need and the comfort of distress. Make us compassionate as you are compassionate. Lord, in my mercy. Lord of life, you wipe away tears, and death will be no more. Inspire us to long for your eternity. Make us live as you live, and reign as you reign in glory. Lord, in my mercy. Lord, accept these prayers, spoken and through the quietness of our hearts, and answer us according to your will, for the sake of your Son who died for us, and who rose again, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn, "The Day Thou Gavest, Lord," is ended.
Thank you.
to God the Father who loved us and made us accepted in the Beloved, to God the Son who loved us and loosed us from our sins by his own blood, to God the Holy Ghost, who sheddeth the love of God abroad in our hearts, to the one true God be all love and all glory, for time and for eternity. Amen.
Amen.
The Almighty and merciful God, bless us and keep us this night and forever.